English for the Global Workplace. Unit 1. Meeting for the first time. Scene 1. At reception. 2. Video watching. James and Emma walk through an entrance into the reception area of a large company.
Hi there. How may I help you?
We're here on behalf of the Klein Group. We have an appointment with Ms. Farmer at 10:30.
Okay. Could I have your names, please?
I'm James Davis, and this is Emma Smith.
Great. I just need you to fill out this visitor form for security purposes. Please write your full names, company, telephone number, and purpose of the meeting.
Sure. No problem.
Hi, Josephine. I'm with James Davis and Emma Smith from the Klein Group. They're here for a meeting with you at 10:30. Yes, okay, will do. Thanks. I've got a couple of identity badges for you, which must be worn at all times. Here you are. Please take a seat over there, and Ms. Farmer will be with you shortly.
Scene 2. Meeting company guests. 2. Video watching. Ms. Farmer's assistant, Fran, comes out to meet the guests.
Hello, you must be James and Emma?
Yes, that's us. We're here to see Ms. Farmer.
I'm afraid Ms. Farmer is currently in another meeting, which is taking longer than expected. She apologizes for the wait. I'm her assistant, Fran.
It's okay. We've got the whole morning off, so it's no bother.
She shouldn't be more than 15 minutes. Can I get you some tea or coffee while you wait? I'm fine, thanks. I just had a coffee.
A green tea would be great if you have it. Thanks.
My pleasure. I'll bring that out right away. Please let me know if you need anything else. Oh, where's the restroom? It's down the hall, last door on the left.
3. Useful expressions. Shadowing. Explaining that someone is late. She's in another meeting, which is taking longer than expected. She's currently in another meeting and won't be available for a while. She shouldn't be more than 15 minutes. She shouldn't be too long. She's running late because of traffic. She's running a bit late due to an emergency. Reading comprehension. When you think about business English, you probably picture scenes of executive meetings, formal presentations, and important negotiations. However, the English we use in business situations is not always formal and is not always connected to business. Of course, managers and executives discuss contract details, marketing campaigns, and financial decisions, but they also spend time enjoying small talk, even in business situations. Business small talk may sometimes be seen as simply a way of filling time before a meeting begins. But in reality, it is far more important than that. Success in business depends on many things, and one of these is building good relationships with colleagues and business partners. Engaging in small talk is one of the best ways to do this. The topic of these casual conversations is not so important, although there are certainly topics, such as politics or physical appearance, that we should avoid. But through small talk, business people can relax, get to know each other, and establish trust. When people feel comfortable with each other, they are more likely to cooperate. And this helps business discussions and negotiations to proceed successfully. Despite its name, small talk has a big role.